Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You've got your Omika 7 Live coming back at you after a long period of sabbatical. So how is the African family? And how are the children? I hope that everything is fair to Midland. I've been doing just great, coming back with full energy and ready to address my podium and my followers. Thank you so much for following me and being consistently staying the course. I know a lot of you have seen me on Facebook, and I've been putting a lot of time and hours in on Facebook. But I am back now with a whole new lease on life. And this particular life is with zest, mind, soul, body, and spirit. We are going to be addressing the issue of lifting ourselves through self-help and through working with developing a plan to make sure that we're still here on this planet and to make sure that we have the necessary tools to heal ourselves. Yes, we are one of those sites that actually works with miracles. And so if we've been doing miracles for everyone else, helping everyone else through this arena of life, now we're going to apply some self-help to ourselves, and we're going to apply a bit of the magic. Say it with me, magic. We are the Oracle Divination Network, and we are going to prove that by inviting all those priestesses and all of those, I guess you would call them AWOLs, those students, and the devotees who are devoted to an African traditional faith. I don't care what you call it. It must be an African traditional faith, and we're going to ask you to register on our roster so that people can know who you are. They can find you for spiritual counseling. We are a registry, and that's how we are going to start off our program, with registering those people who are a priestess, poet, okay? If you're a poet and would like to be registered on our registry, we would like for you to register. So in case people are looking for poets, if you are Baba Law and you want to register so that people can find your profile, and we have an actual website that is set up now, and that website is www.muntu enterprises.biz. .biz. You can go on that site and you will find a wealth of information. Excuse me. Sorry about that. You'll find a wealth of information where you can sign up under membership, and the membership will allow you to get a basic account. And those that are getting basic account usually are not our practitioners. These are people who are interested in the paranormal, would like to know more about readings. We're going to be looking at bringing on a Baba Law that can offer you some reading. As I told you, I do general readings for the nation and not individually. But in our particular registry, you could be listed as an actual Baba Law, a priest or priestess, a poet, a spoken word artist, and a lecturer. That way, the membership is available for everyone. Everyone can afford this. On that website, the membership is a basic membership, and then we also have a VIP membership and a VIP plus membership. Now, we want musicians as well. We're opening it up for musicians as well. And one of the things I wanted to say, because we're coming back now with a new emphasis on the paranormal, we're going to be working on healing ourselves. We are practitioners of the healing cloth, so we will be focusing in on those who claim to be a healer, who work in the capacity of traditional African faith only. Not all of these people that are metaphysics and they're doing nothing with their gifts, but you must be doing something with your gifts. You must be practicing helping people to get well. We are self-help radio station, and we need to predicate that, and we need to reinforce it. We don't have time anymore for people to be off on sick leave who cannot get a healing. Can I get an amen on that? Okay? Because we're going off to these practitioners and doctors, and the doctors are telling us we can only give you something to mask the symptoms, something to cover the symptoms, you know, like put a bandage on it, but we have no cures for you. Now, they've actually told us they have no cures, and we still won't believe it. Now, today we're going to get into our first episode, and that first episode that we're going to be getting into is addressing the almighty big sugar, sugar diabetes, predisposition sugar diabetes, and type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, and there's a type 3 diabetes. Would you not believe it? Now, I want to say this. Come up closer, African Americans, because you need to hear this. And I don't know if they've included people of color, but I'm going to say indigenous African people who have been called to be the number one leader of this new disease called sugar diabetes. Well, I got news for you. Every black that I know of is getting diagnosed with at least a predisposition of sugar diabetes. Now, something tells me that, as I did my research, that the pancreas was not the organ that was failing us, and the pancreas wasn't the organ that could not digest the carbohydrates. I think, as I researched, there was a mistake somewhere. It is not the pancreas. Even though the pancreas have beta cells that are causing some problem, but they first stem from the almighty liver, the liver that has sensitivity, that is moved by, is changed by our moods, and it is affected by what we eat when we try to digest the toxics in the food, and so the liver becomes toxic, and there you have a liver that is fatty, that is consuming too many fats, and not the fats. There are two different types of fat. Let's get this clear. They're the one-strand fat and the two-strand fat. Now, the two-strand fat are the ones that you find on your shelf that are the liquid oils, not the coconut oil, not the sesame seed, not the flax oil, but the two-strand oils that are some of your off-brand oils that are getting clogged in the liver. And guess what? Once they get clogged in the liver, it is getting, what will happen is it makes the blood thick, and too thick runs through the veins. Now, we have to understand that this particular blood system is causing all kinds of problems. Here's what you have to know, people, that if you want to alleviate yourself from the symptoms of thirst, the symptoms of having tingling in the extremities, possibly to the point where you need amputation. The people that are developing the amputation, they think it is coming from the fact that they're a diabetic, but primarily is because you cannot get the blood to circulate to those extremities because it's too thick. And when you have a liver that is full of fat, you need at least 1% of the fat removed from the liver. Just 1%, people. I'm not talking about a whole host of a lifetime of fat, but just 1%. Once that 1% is removed from the liver, it begins to operate and regenerate itself and then produce the proper beta cells that's needed for the pancreas. Don't go thinking that the pancreas is the cause of your particular function of the misfunction of your sugars. Now, glucose is very important, people. Let's talk about glucose. Can you say glucose with me? Glucose is very important. And we've found in our research that there are a race of people that are in the tribes of Africa that have never, ever had an onset of diabetes nor a diagnosis of diabetes for type 1, type 2, or type 3. These people have been free of diabetes all their life. They're tribe people. And let's say this, we're on a quest for a tribe because we must connect ourselves with this African tribe because they have been eating correctly for years without the onset of diabetes, sugar diabetes, or hypoglycemia at that. These people have actually evaded and escaped the premises of diabetes. Do you not know that diabetes will ultimately kill off the limbs through various different possibilities of losing a toe, through gangrene because of no circulation, losing a foot, losing an arm, losing a finger? It eventually will take its toll on a person. Now, most people are told when they go into the doctor, you must go on this medicine or you can suffer from a diabetic coma. Now, I'm saying this because I'm able to speak to this point firsthand. That's what I've been out doing, people, researching this condition, because it's claimed the lives of many people in my family, and it just took one of my brothers away. Okay, so I'm on a witch hunt, right? No. I'm on an information sharing session to get you to see that you can not only address the carbohydrates in your diet to break them down, to go after this sugar diabetes, but you can find something more than a mere massive with a master symptom. You can find a way of life to live with sugar diabetes without going into a coma and without losing your limbs. How do I know this? Because I'm a prime example of someone who was told that I had early onset sugar diabetes because my brothers had had it, my sister had it, and they said, oh, naturally you're going to have it. Not so. Contrary, my friend. We must understand that you can fight this off through an alteration of changing your carbohydrates, introducing your body to new hormonal products that produce hormones in your body through the natural herbs, yes, and changing the fat that you're going to decrease the fats in your liver, and you're going to debrief your liver 1%, a minimum of 1%, to cause the liver to start to function properly and to send the proper message over to the pancreas so the pancreas can release the necessary enzyme so that you are digesting again. These sugars can become compounded in your body and build up. And when you have excess sugar that you cannot burn, it turns into fat. Now, being a science minor and the area of understanding chemistries of the body, it was easy for me to go in and speak to my doctor from a perspective of, doctor, let me attempt to heal myself through my diet. Give me that opportunity to use alternative measures and alternative methods for healing myself without having to prick my finger constantly, without having to have pills around the clock, or without having to have an injection. Give me that opportunity. Yet the doctor wanted to say, I do have things that can help you with your diet. And once you address the diet, then you automatically address the early onset of diabetes. Now, mind you now, I said I didn't say I had it, but early onset. But it could snipe me in the middle of the night if my carbohydrates go off the clock. And if I continue to consume the two-strand fat instead of the one strand. I knew enough to take the two-strand fat out of my diet. But guess what, people? I was starving from essential fatty acids, the omega-3, and all of those things, the triglycerides that are in eggs that people were telling me that weren't good for me. I found that I needed that fat in the triglycerides to help break down the fat in the brain, because the brain lives off majority of fat. And without it, it will bring on early Alzheimer's disease. Are you wondering why so many people are contracting early Alzheimer's disease? Why are they dying from this at an early age when never before were we plagued with this? Now, I know that they've experimented with the sharks because there's something in the shark's blood that can be used that will help the early onset of Alzheimer's. But another thing that can help it is essential fatty acids and producing oils that will help to make a person digest these oils in the brain and have better recall short-term and long-term and avoid the devastating parts of getting Alzheimer's and early onset of Alzheimer's. Yes, a teaspoon of essential fatty acid will help that brain, and it will also help that fatty liver that you've been living with and that is producing all of this gall and that is allowing the pancreas not to receive the necessary beta cells. Now, we're going to get down on this to a point where we're bringing in experts. I am not an expert. I am your in-house resident who has experienced the early onset of sugar diabetes and who have worked with my brothers who've had this disease, who some were actually on the pills and the injection. So it's ran its rampant in my family way too many times. First, it was my brother who developed the early onset of diabetes and who eventually transitioned away from here because he ended up with an overabundance of fat in the liver. Then it was my second next to the oldest brother, then my third brother, and now my oldest brother is fighting it. He and I are still fighting it together, and we're going to keep on fighting it. I don't care what the manufacturers say. I don't care what the doctors say. This is my life, and I only get to live it once. And therefore, I'm going after the culprit, and I'm going to administer all the alternative natural processes that I know that I can help use to turn this victim around. I will not be a victim, nor will I be victimized, but I will intercept, and I will know that it's not carbohydrates inability to process. It's something more than that. You've got other carbohydrates like your fats that we have to deal with. And that's what we're going to be dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, during this episode. I am so glad that I'm back. And the experience that I had going through being pre-diagnosed gave me enough insight to understand that I have a challenge and I must meet the challenge on with all of the alternative products such as our great, great herbs that the priestess normally works with. We're going to have to master these herbs, and we're going to be talking to you more about these individual herbs and what they've actually been able to do for the renal system. Because, see, now you're looking at taking a condition that is sugar diabetes and turning it into renal dysfunction. What is that? That means your kidneys will stop functioning, and your kidneys will be overtaxed, and then eventually you cannot urinate, and you will need renal dialysis to help you to break down the bile in the kidneys so you can excrete the urine. But some of the people have already gone over to the renal dialysis, and they're on the renal dialysis machines indefinitely until they can get a donor that's going to donate one of their kidneys. Do you see where I'm ultimately going with this, ladies and gentlemen? I am telling you, there's been an attack on your nervous system, on your renal system, on your fatty liver. And this is why we must take up war against the fatty liver. Say it with me. It's war against the fatty liver because we're only trying to reduce it down 1% fat so that it will start functioning. The liver can replenish itself. It can renew itself. But you have to go in there and excretiate the fats. Now, sugar diabetes is being named throughout the black community. And they're saying we're eating a poor diet. Oh, those blacks over there are eating a poor diet. They're not eating the right food. Look at them. They're getting sugar diabetes. Don't you know that the Africans are us and we're the Africans and their diet was once our diet? It wasn't until we came into slavery that we consume all of these wretched things that we shouldn't be consuming. Now, we're finding out that the lards and the fats are good fats. And we're finding out that some of the grapeseed oils that we've been rejecting are something that we now need to consume in our daily diets. And we must work heavily towards not only just eliminating sugars out of our diet. Sugars are not the only thing that cause sugar diabetes, even though they've labeled it at that. It's a glucose problem. And glucose is not all sugars. We must understand that the bloodstream cannot be flooded with all of this glucose and nowhere to go to burn energy. If it stays in the bloodstream, the body will naturally force it out through urination. You will have frequent urination and you'll be pushing out that glucose because the body is overloaded with the sugars that are in the bloodstream. What are sugars used for? Sugars are used for energy to be burned. And some kind of way you have to burn that glucose in order to get energy. Have you ever worried about why you're so tired, you have no input, and you're frequently laying around and you need this extra energy but you cannot find it? Because it's hiding there amongst the fat. Obesity is running its gamut in our society. Most African-American women are blowing up like balloons, and they're over-consuming this insulin that is laying dormant in the body that cannot be used. Insulin resistant is when the insulin that you put in, the body refuses to accept it and is resisting it. Now, we've got a problem going on that we're primarily creating through using these various different drugs that are toxic, that are being recommended by our doctors who are really trying to help us, but need to help us more through going to look at the most current research on this whole topic. We've been going about this all the wrong way, and it almost killed me. And I had to come to the conclusion, I must take my destiny in my own hand and guide my doctor to the proper things that will help me. Now, help me, doctor, to explain why so many doctors are not familiar with the side effects of the drugs that they're offering. Now, whenever you indicate a beta blocker, you're creating a beta blocker in the body that can cause a lot of trouble to the victim. And they are causing a lot of trouble because these conditions runs in threes. Not only the sugar diabetes, but the high blood pressure and the renal dialysis. Those are the three killers that are killing black African Americans. And they're coupled together, and we must see them that way. When you look at the sugar diabetes and when you look at high blood pressure, just touching on high blood pressure, not going into details, but touching. When you have a person that goes in with escalated high blood pressure, you have to know what the norm is. What is the norm for African American? What is the normal rate for African American? Nobody knows it. And don't tell me that you do. Don't tell me, because you don't know. So therefore, you go in with the beta blocker, you go in to take away the triglycerides, and you give a diuretic, and you want to suppress that blood pressure to force it down. Do you not know that when we take vitals, to see what is escalated? Is the blood pressure escalated? What is it telling us? Is there something else wrong? Usually that escalated blood pressure is an indication that there's something else wrong in the bloodstream. And when you suppress it and forces it down, you prevent it from doing its proper job. So most of the people that are on high blood pressure medicine are being forced not to send an alarm to indicate to the doctor or to the patient that there's something else going on. Why is the blood pressure elevated? That's the first question you should ask the doctor. Why? Let's find out why the blood pressure is elevated and not just force it down, because now you're causing the body not to naturally function on its own. Two, get that blood pressure to normalize. Most people can normalize their own blood pressure through breathing mechanism and through rest periods of meditating. Now, if it was that easy to get the blood pressure down and to do it naturally, why would we be using drugs to force it down, which cause other greater complications? Well, these are the questions that we should be asking when we go for our doctor's visit. What are some of the natural things that I can use to normalize my blood pressure? And is my blood pressure really high? Or is there something else going on in my body with a carbohydrate problem that they're trying to alert me to so that I can begin to change my carbohydrate and ultimately my blood pressure comes down naturally? These are natural things, African American, that you've got to attend to. You got to get your blood pressure cuff, and you got to read up on blood pressures. Is every person blood pressure the same? And is every race of people normal for another race of people? We've got to ask those questions, and we've got to get inside of this issue right away. It's killing off tons and tons of our people. They are becoming maimed, losing their foot, their toes, their arms, their legs, and now their vision is going. That's right. It affected all three of my brothers' vision. All three of them went blind from diabetes. Yes, if you don't catch it in time to get the drops, and even when you catch it and start taking the drops, you still have a chance of losing your vision. They all became totally blind. Yes, I am on a mission to address these three culprits, and I want black people to be aware that there is research out there and information to substantiate what I'm saying. I am not just talking off the cuff. I am talking from a perspective of someone who literally was a potential patient for predisposition diabetes. Thank goodness I didn't have the blood pressure issue, because it was so low that they thought I was dead when they took it. But I want you to be aware of the fact that during the course of this episode, for the rest of the season, we are focusing in on mind, body, soul, and spirit. If it's not on the issue of how the body functions, how we are actually faring with our natural alternative, bringing in experts who are healers and not necessarily allopathic medicine, and preferably non-drug therapy is what we're addressing. Now, we're going to add one more to the three and put the big C, cancer. I want to address the big C, cancer. Oh, yeah. Somebody say, oh, yeah, the big C, cancer. It gave my father a chance to fight for his stomach and his pancreas, and he lived to fight and beat cancer, but it came back again. Now, it attacked my sister, but she fought it, and she's still here, and she won. It attacked one of my brothers and took away his lung, and eventually it ultimately went to a brain tumor and cancer. It took away a mass on my brother's larynx and removed him. Yes, we got to include the almighty Big C, because the Big C is getting all of these accolades that it's a disease when we know it's a self-driven condition that can be brought on by the radiation that we actually receive from our day-to-day life, and we need anti. We need to have these. We have cancer that is being consumed through our food, through our microwave ovens, cancer everywhere. And we have nothing to block it off like beta blockers to block it off. We're being exposed to cancer, and it is basically not a disease, but it is one that is environmentally inhabited. So we're going to address the big C. Can it be cured? And is radiation and chemotherapy the only choice of treatment, or are there alternative choices, such as dealing with the making sure that we have alkalinity in our bodies and alkaline in our bodies to a point where cancer won't live? Yes, right there on my top desktop, there's a cell product which a doctor came in to speak to us about, and hopefully I'll be able to get him back again to talk to us about alkalinity and alkalizing our bodies so that we self-proof and use antitoxins to fight off any prevailing substance that can cause cancer, where rapid cell growth will amalgamize into a cell that it is now, they ask, is it malignant or benign? And we know malignant means that it is growing, and benign means that it is stable. So these four big topics, blood sugar, sugar diabetes, and high blood pressure, renal dialysis, and the big C cancer are going to be the major topics talked about this year. We must address it, people, because too many African Americans are going in these nursing homes and they're becoming victims, immediately being put on this medicine to induce the problem. Maybe if you're hypoglycemic, you can work your way back so you won't ever become a predisposition person through diet. Yes, I'm talking to you about changing the diet, getting rid of the fats, the processed fats, and using the one-strand fat that will go in there and give you the hope you need for regenerating your liver and getting that 1% fat off your liver so it's regenerated and functioning properly so it can send the proper beta signal over to your pancreas. It's not your pancreas that's failing you. Let's get this right. It's the big fatty liver that has been explosively blown up, that's full of toxic. And that's why you have all these mood chains. When you can go in and address that liver, you can change the mood change. And we are about being self-help workers in this particular session. And here and henceforth, because we are Oracle Divination Network, we're going to be bringing in our priestess and our Baba Laws and Ayanifies, our Owies, and also our devotees to talk to you about their particular method for treating clients. And I want to tell you, we're going to be using a bit of magic. The paranormal. Say that with me. A bit of magic. The paranormal. We must introduce that here on this channel because it is a part of a network, and we're bringing in all the experts who have the ability to use their magic and have the ability to read incantations over these methods of healing, because the words are powerful. And Jesus even sent his words to heal them. We're going to be sending the frequency and the vibration of the word to help to bring you into harmony. Our bodies are now in disharmony, and we must, as Iyanla Days, priestess, and don't call us witches, because we're not witches, because we are priestess, and we hold that title high. And now that I'm back, I'm going to be making contact with all those priestesses out there. You got to stop laying dormant. You got to stop hiding. And you got to come out front and let the people know that there is a solution. There is a solution through our African traditional ways of life. This is not a religion that we're preaching. It's a way of life. It's a mechanism that you use on a daily basis so that you have a process and a standard has been lifted up for how you are to guard and guide yourself so that you won't be victimized by the so-called plagues of carbohydrates causing you to have sugar diabetes, high blood pressure causing you to have high blood pressure because of the sodium. All of these are fallacies and are lies. And they've scared us to death with the big C till everyone thinks once you get that diagnosis, you think it's over. It's not over. It's not over. I've walked through that whole process with my sister right there in my home and watched her recuperate from the big C. And now she's 85 years younger, still free of cancer. You can be too if you change your diet, if you alter your ways. And don't think that spiritual life is not also required of you. You must have a praying method of life of reaching your higher self, because most of what you're going to be doing is because you've talked to the body and you've done something called body talk, and you've got it in order. Yes, we are not just going to be in here flipping the flam. We're going to be in here really debating about how to save our family's life and about what mechanism we can add into our diet. What are the things that we can change so we are now processing proper carbohydrates? We're not just eliminating every carbohydrate out of our diet. They told us that lie, and we damn near went crazy when we couldn't have our carbohydrate. But we're going to look at how do we take a teaspoon of grapeseed oil and consume the good fats so it will help to build up that liver that is so depleted and that is full of gall and that is toxic. We're going to work on that. Biggest organ in the body is the liver. And then we're going to tell the heart what to do, and we're going to also tell it when to secrete blood and when to begin to rise the blood pressure. We're going to speak to the body. We're going to do something called body talk. And yes, there is a program called Body Talk, and I know it so well because it was used with my sister, and her body was talked to and told what to do and put back in harmony. Your body is expressing a disharmony, put it back into harmony by speaking to it. But get with the program and make sure you're tuning in to the host with the most, who's talking about rehabilitating our bodies, renewing our minds, for the reason that we're going to rule again. And you cannot be sick. You cannot be broken down. If your body is not in good harmony, you cannot stand up and rule again. Why don't you come on this journey with me? This is definitely a journey. This is our 10th year coming up in May of being on Blog Talk, and we aim to celebrate it big time. So come on and join and follow the leader. If you have not pressed that button down below to follow me, don't just be a friend. Click that button and follow me. If you want to call in now to speak to the host, you can call in to speak to the host. We are here available for you at 760-539-3247. This is our first day back after a long sabbatical. It was a long fight and challenge with the predisposition of so-called sugar diabetes. And I decided it wasn't happening, and then I was going to fight to the finish. And that's what this is all about, standing up and fighting for yourself and realizing at a hearty old age of 70, that's just the beginning of your life. You can live up into the upper ages of 90 and 100. I know this because I walk and talk with my uncles who live to this age, and it's my desire to live to this age and to not let toxic medicine take me to this toxic medicine that is killing our people. We must understand, we must look at it from a different viewpoint, and we must consult our priests and priestesses and our Baba laws about giving us a guidance into being able to function here on Turtle Island while we go through government shutdowns, job losses, children can't pay their student loans back. We are going to make a change, and that change starts here and now. And when you make your mind up to start that change, you can begin to heal yourself. You can talk to yourselves right on my speaker line call, the Organic Broadcaster. I have over several followers who have been following me on that show, trying to get the best they can for health. Now they can follow me on this show, too. And I'm inviting them right on here. The Streaker followers, please come on to my blog talk and sign up and become a follower, not just a friend, but a follower. And then to those Facebook followers who've been following me diligently, please come. I welcome you to follow me here on the establishment of Blog Talk. This year, on May 19th, we are going to be celebrating our 10th year anniversary, and we're going to whoop the doggone thing up with featuring people to speak to us about health condition. You know we lost Dr. Sabin, who was in picture-perfect health, and we don't know what really went on, but a lot of our doctors and our shamans and alternative medicine men are going to be appearing on this show. And one of them was Jamel Harvey. I don't know if you remember. He reported to you diligently and giving you all forms of topics. We're going to be bringing him back with an all-new feature show talking about the Big C and how he cured patients of the Big C. You want to make sure you stay tuned for that. You got to keep that dial in there, ladies and gentlemen, and don't take the dial off. I'm talking rather fast because I just came back to the station. A lot of things are new. I want to make sure that I cover everything with you. And our phone number here is 760-539-3247. And there are a number of you out there wanting to know how my sister got healed. Well, you want to stay tuned because I will be talking about how my sister was healed from the Big C and how my brother was healed from the Big C. I have two candidates in my family that fought cancer and won, and they're now free of cancer. They're no longer, they were cured at the third stage, and they're no longer functioning and fighting with cancer, but I guess cancer will be a fight the rest of their life because cancer is something that tries to come back. But we're going to be addressing that about Maddie Roof's fight with cancer, and she has appeared on the show, and you can hear her on some of the broadcasts where she talks about her fight with cancer. And as she was viewing on the show, she was sick then, but she fought and she made it through. So you can fight cancer. So you can fight predisposition, sugar diabetes, type 1, type 2, and now type 3. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wealth of information that we're going to be giving you on how to gradually go in with this information, talk to your doctors, ask them how are you gradually supposed to wean yourself off the medicine and what medicines you can and cannot take, what vitamins you can and cannot take, because you've got to take control of your own destiny. Don't leave it in the hands of a practitioner. Make sure that you realize you can fight for your own life. And as I began to tell you to look at our episode, make sure that you check with us from day to day. We're going to be on this air every day at, I guess you could say, at the feature standard time will be at 2 o'clock. And I want you to know that I want you call in with your questions and call in with your issues that you might have. I'm calling on the priests, the priestesses, the Bible laws, and I'm also calling on those poets, spoken word artists, because on our website we're going to be pulling people together to do a number of different projects. And the website is all finished now on the Montu. We do have a university that is up and running, www.LillyInstituteForExceptionalEducation. It is for the families to go out on that website, and we are now pushing for our own, having our own family resource center so parents can come together and help their children that are in special ed with the laws and regulations that pertain to special ed. But as I said earlier, we are going to be true to our own. I thought about changing the name, but I said no. We've got to keep the name because there's something in a name, and that name was given to me. Oracle Divination Network is the place for our practitioners to come and network and to register their name and profile so they can be found, so that anybody is looking for a practitioner, they'll be able to find it here at the network. We're going to start that process indirectly, and it hasn't started yet, so wait on it. It's on its way. But we will have more programs that we're going to be doing, and on that website, there are going to be opportunities for you to download poetry and download the shows. If you want to go back now and get the shows, some of the shows are already featured on my website. And that's going to be an active website, so you can actually go and listen to music and listen to the previous recorded radio shows. And not to mention that there will be some freebies on there, and there's some G-Money. We've created our own money called G-Money, and you can bring your G-Money on, and you can purchase things that we're going to have in our store. Yes, we do have a store, and that store has been set up under African Apparels, and we have some of the tools that our Babalaws, our priests and priestesses need to do their holistic work. So that store is available. Some of you novice won't have access to that store until we find out how to keep control, because they're books, they're materials, and they are set up and designed for people who would want to make their purchase to use for their spiritual tools that they use for counseling and consultation. Now, I said a whole mouthful. I'm so glad to be back, and just thank you for staying there, believing in me that I was going to come back. I thank you, Blog Talk, for being patient with me as I regrouped to come back. I had a death in the family, lost one of my brothers to the actual cancer, and had to regroup. And at the same time, I was working on my predisposition diagnosis that I wanted to debate. So I had a lot going on, and I did address those things, and I'm full force right now. I'm looking for some of those priests and priestesses who would like to network. And if you're a Babalaw and would like to speak on my show, we have one Babalaw that's lined up to come on. And if you are one and you would like to speak and talk about alternative natural healing and how you've utilized your skill to help other people, not only to just, you know, to mask the symptoms, but to get a cure. EFI offers the inception of the disease, and they also offer a cure. Now, we're not doctors and practitioners. I'm saying that as a practitioner of the alternative medicine, we have information on alternative food products, nutrition, and supplements, and herbal and tinctures and essential oils. And those are things that we're going to be talking about. So we're going to be bringing back our old speakers to address the platform on those topics, because we must simply get healed, and we must use the natural products that are at our reach. And we cannot longer be giving our bodies over to a practitioner who has not studied any part of the nutritional healing and who refuses to use alternative natural methods. But we have to save ourselves. Now, as we talk to ourselves, we're going to line ourselves up and tell ourselves what to do, and we're going to become healers of healers, and we're going to be able to help our families to overcome some of these diseases and sicknesses. And we're fighting with the force, with the four big ones: that predisposition, sugar diabetes, diabetes type 1, diabetes type 2, diabetes type 3, and looking at renal dialysis disorder, and the big C. So please come and join us and be a part of our discussions here, and we'll be here online indefinitely every day at 2 o'clock, and you'll be able to find us here. So thank you so very much for taking the time out to come and to greet me and to acknowledge our 10th year that we're coming up on. Yes, we're going to be bringing in some of the old celebrities and putting them right out front because I want to thank them personally for being able to support me and to help this station to become what it's become. And for all those who participated and came in on a regular basis, like Jamel Harvey, Maddie Harvey, and they spoke and worked with me throughout the whole ritualistic process, I want to thank them personally and openly. Jamel Harvey, we're waiting for you to say yes and to come back and to take your proper position on this radio show because it partially belongs to you for the 5 years that you committed yourself to being on the show. And once again, I'm only one person, and I can't do it all, and it's important for me to delegate and to regulate and to appoint people that can be of some help in this room because I'm getting up in age, and I want to make sure that I'm not exhausting myself, and I do have other people that can take over for me and fill in. So it's good to know, and I also want to thank Philip Philip is one who is also a regular on here, Vaden, who spoke continuously. We want to invite him back, and we're going to also be bringing back relationships. That's going to be our second series is on reordering the marriage vow for the African-American. We're going to fit that in there somewhere, but our whole major thrust is going to be on healing and health. Now, we do have a spa that we're just working on putting up, and it is a spa that's going to be addressing healing, holistic healing, okay? And whenever I get a chance to set up some websites, I do. I've been working very, very busily on getting this one book out, and I decided I just want to get the poetry out in the one book. I don't want to do a whole series of mini books because it can become time-consuming. So the poetry book is out on lulu.com. If you're interested in The Journey of the Class Agent, you can go and purchase that for $4.99. And it is a paperback book, and I will be converting it to an e-book or a wireless book or an audio book. So please look for that and do support my work. I do have the materials all completed now for the co-parenting resolutionist and also the advocate for special education. The advocate for special education is a TV ready production where you can use that to help you to set up your parent resource center. So I am advertising on Facebook about the parent resource centers so that if you want to purchase the actual training that is on DVD, we're also going to be having an online presentation about how to become a co-parenting resolutionist and how to become an advocate to run your own parent resource center. And that's something we're giving to the family. It's a way of life, and you need to incorporate it in your life. If you have children that are in special education, you must know how the operation is ran, and you must know if they're oversaturating the field of special education, and is your child properly been diagnosed and placed in the right area, and does he have the right tag or label on him, or have they overlooked the language barriers of English as a second language? Now, I think that I've tried to give you everything in this setting. To those 101 followers who've been following me, I gratefully thank you, and I'm so happy that you stayed the course with me, and accolades go out to all of you. I want you to continue to follow me and go back and review the old recordings, and now we're going to have the new, so you can be welcome in on a daily basis to listen to the new. And you can also call in. Please call in and do give me your opinion about what you're thinking. I cannot run this show by myself. I do it with the family. So lock that phone number in at 760-539-3247, and you can be able to reach me here every day starting tomorrow until I say indefinitely when I'm going to discontinue it. From 2 o'clock, we will be on this station here. Now, there's a number of you who are standing right now in the need of prayer, and I'm going to offer up some prayer. Some of you have been fighting with diseases, the big four diseases, cancer, Radiation hasn't helped you. Chemotherapy hasn't helped you. Some of you are on the renal dialysis machine, and I have a family member that's on there right now who cannot get a solution and an answer for cleaning her blood out. Now she has resolved to looking for a donor who will donate a kidney. And to those who are predispositioned sugar diabetes or who are fighting that diagnosis, to those who are type 1, type 2, and type 3 diabetes, I say to you, stay encouraged and don't give up, because this is a fight that God has given you, and you must fight it to the end, and you must find the alternative things that will actually cure your condition and not just mask the symptoms. And join along with us on a daily basis as we address these issues that have been, that the black race have been plagued with. Is it our disease? Did somebody just put it on us? Did they start diagnosing us prematurely? Did they start giving us the medicine to bring on the side effect? And can we wean ourselves off the medicine? What are the techniques? Should we involve our doctors and let our doctors know we want a more natural alternative? Yes, I think you should look at all of these things, but you should have a cohesive group of support system, and we're here to be your support system to help you through this thing. So join us in the next episode as we talk about how Maddie Harvey got her cure from looking at the Big C and making sure that this time around she overcame the Big C, and she is 85 years younger and up for a fight, and the Big C had a fight on his hand when they came to attack her. But nevertheless, I do think that health is an issue that I am able to talk on. I have worked in the hospital before and did vitals and did therapy with patients and are familiar with it. And I also teach in the registered health information technician area, which deals with medical records, coding, ICD-9, well, ICD-10, CPT coding, and now I'm looking at the home health coding, the hospice, and the OASIS is a specialty area that I aspire to train and to teach from. And you can go out on YouTube or Facebook, and there's, well, actually on YouTube, and there's several presentations on the training. One of them was medical terminology, and I'm recommending that you take anatomy, physiology. Of course, I know you don't want to go back and take chemistry, but it would be good. But as far as the main two classes is anatomy and physiology, and they usually are taught together, and then the medical term. And those will get you on the way to take your ICD-10 CM, and you can do that in home health coding, or you can do that in hospice coding, or OASIS that deals with Medicare and Medicaid. So those are the areas that I'm focusing in on. So I wanted to bring health into the picture to complement the actual courses that are being taught in the medical field. So that way young people will realize that in some high schools they allow you to take medical records and prepare yourself to go off to school and to get either the one-year certificate or the two-year program, which is the RHIT, Registered Health Information Technician. That was the program that I was in. However, I went on to teach at the college level and was not an actual continued candidate in the hospital, so I didn't see the need to get licensed at that point. But I am urging everyone else to get licensed, and down the road, I will sit for the exam as well. And this would allow you to work remotely from your home to do coding for various different outpatients. Now, if you're doing outpatient, that would be AAPC or HOHEMA, and that is the outpatient coding or in-hospital coding. But the area that I am recommending in the specialty area is the home health coding, the hospice coding, and also the OASIS coding for remotely coding for patients who are going to these going to the hospice center and the skilled nursing facility. So I think I've just about told you everything that I'm into, and I want to thank you to let you know that this has been a broadcast from Maddie Harvey's baby sister, and we're back. And maybe from time to time I'll get her on the show. She's in the nursing home now, living it up, but nevertheless she is still cured and able to talk about her bout with cancer. So maybe we'll try to get her on as a guest and have her to be able to tell it from her perspective. It might not be tomorrow, but it'll be in the future. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being patient with me and taking the time to listen to what I'm saying. And tomorrow we'll be back here at the same time, 2 o'clock. So please do join us then, and we'll be ready to put you on fire again. Put your soul on fire again, because we're eradicating the big C. We're eradicating predisposition sugar diabetes. We're eradicating type 2 diabetes, type 3. And then we're going on to the renal dialysis, and we're fighting renal dialysis with both feet. We must jump on it with both feet, people. We cannot let these diseases circulate in the black community and take us out without a fight. We must let people know these are not our diseases, and we're giving them back, and we're standing flat-footed and looking at alternative methods for curing ourselves, alternative methods for healing ourselves, not just a massive symptom where you put a Band-Aid on it, but we want to put a lock on it so that it won't raise its ugly head in our communities. Thank you so much. And once again, please do tune in next time. And you have been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and this has been a feature from Oracle Divination Network. Thank you so much for joining us. And please do visit our room and get ready to visit our websites and our stores and purchase and make sure that you are a part of this great movement. Odabo, thank you.